Why are there so many magazines about weird things? Why do they always give away the second issue free with issue one? Why do they always cover the same subjects? The Loch Ness Monster, Lord Lucan, and aliens. Now you can find the answers in a new weekly magazine, The Amazing World. Buy the first edition, get the second absolutely free. Week by week, The Amazing World builds up until you've got a lot of them. Then, you throw them out. In issue one, we look at weird magazines. Why are there so many of them? Why do they always disappear from newsagent shelves after issue three? And why are they so expensive? Well, for £3.50, you can buy The Amazing World and find out. We present Son of Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, starring Christopher Barry, Nick Maloney, Nick Wilson. Music by Peter Brewis.
And now, Freshers, the story of first-year university students, this week, going to the party.
Hi, how goes it?
Yeah. Hi, hi, Timmy.
Hey, that is like really unbelievable door you've got there. Hey, that little circular thing's really ingenious. I am in. I am not in. I am in lectures. I am working. I am with a chick.
Yes. I haven't really used that last one much yet. But I expect to be completely worn out by the end of term.
Oh, right. That's just what I figured. Ingenious. It's just a deeply amusing thing to do.
Oh, ciao.
No. Ciao means goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's important for us intelligenta to have a sense of humour.
Right.
I mean, after all, we are the top 2% of the brains in the country.
Right. Even here at the University of Partick Thistle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can't expect us to be sensible all the time.
Right.
Just because we're brain boxes.
So, listen, are you ready for this party or what?
No. Because something really oddball has happened, actually.
Right.
I've been at university now for 8 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
I worn on my clothes. I put them in the laundry basket, but when I come to look in the chest of drawers, there's no clean ones there.
Right.
Hey, it's very strange, isn't it? Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because at home, they used to transfer from the laundry basket into the drawer. And they'd, they'd be ironed and they'd smell nice. But now they just stay in the laundry basket and smell really awful.
Right.
I don't understand it.
That's strange.
I just go as I am then.
Right.
I'm really looking forward to this party.
Have you got a bottle to take with you?
Oh, yeah. I'm taking my favourite wine. Thunderbird
white wine. I know it well.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit of a wine connoisseur myself, by the way. Have you ever tried a red called Concord?
Concord? What sort of region is that from, then?
Tesco's.
Ah.
You should try it. I mean, it's pretty interesting red, actually. Not only has it got a screw top, quite often you can get a free Mr. Man glass.
Well, I'm almost ready. I'll just change the little thing on my door to out boozing beer again.
Right. Don't forget your wine.
Oh, yeah, right. Listen, we'll have to talk more about wine because, if I'm honest, I don't know very much about it.
Well, I mean, at home we always have wine every Christmas, so it's always been one of my hobbies.
I mean, perhaps you could tell me, Timmy, what's the difference between red wine and white wine?
It's quite complicated.
Yeah. Mm.
But it's something to do with the grape and the fermentation process, the region it's grown in, and all that kind of thing.
Mm.
But an easy way of remembering, I always find, is that white wine doesn't change the color of your stick.
Right. All right. Well, thanks, Timmy.
That's a pleasure.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, ciao! Ciao! All right, let me fill you in. I'd like the program to go out on Radio 4, right?
Yeah.
Lunchtimes with maybe a tea time repeat.
Well, that's what we're looking for, Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Something that could have the same wide appeal as, say, the Archers.
Ah, well, it's not so much the Archers, it's more the Harriet Vett kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, let me play you the tape.
Yeah.
I mean, it speaks for itself, really.
We present Dr. Fitzwilliam, village rectologist.
Delicious breakfast, Isaac. Another piece of fry bread, if you could spare it.
That's the wonderful thing about the Highlands. Fresh air and fresh food. I'd ne'er swap it for a practice in Hurley Street.
Doctor, I hope I'm not intruding.
Johnny, come in, man.
I wonder if you could help me, Doctor. I've been having a wee spot of trouble with my bottom.
Well, if it's trouble downstairs and round the back, you're at the right place.
Aye, Angus the blacksmith was fair impressed with how you cured his behind.
Aye, well, it's only what I'm trained for. Aye, sir. Spot more tea, perhaps.
So I was wondering, Doctor, perhaps we could nip into your surgery and you could give me a wee examination.
Oh, man, I'm having me breakfast here. Just get your bricks doing and on the table.
Aye, that's what Angus said. You weren't a man to stand on ceremony.
I'll just slip me wee rubber gloves on. Isa, these eggs, delicious. Just nice and soft, how I like them. See the problem, Donny?
Yeah.
Isa, perhaps a few more toasty soldiers.
Must
be terribly painful.
Can you turn the tape off, please? Just turn it off.
I've come across this problem before. Only last time it was on a donkey.
Turn it off. Turn it off, please, now. Thank you. So that's the idea, is it?
Yeah. Sort of all bottoms, great and small, yes.
I've got to be honest, It doesn't knock me out.
But it's perfect radio. It's not something that would work on television.
The doctor's having breakfast and the farmer's splayed across the tablecloth. Of course it wouldn't work on television. It doesn't work on radio.
All right. If you don't want it, I'll take it somewhere else.
Coming soon to a cinema near you, Bill Forsyth's beautiful tale of the Scottish Highlands. Local rectologist in 3D. You'll believe you're actually there.
Yeah, The Sound of Sky, John Williams, Herbie Flowers, Kevin Peake, Tristan Fry and Francis Mugman. Probably the most important thing to happen in the 20th century. Joining me this afternoon is the group's founder and acoustic guitarist, John Williams. John, what were your aims when you first got Sky together?
Well, what we was trying to do was to get over, a blend of classical music and rock music combined in such a way that if you're a fan of classical music, you don't like it. Uh-huh. if you're a fan of rock music, you won't like it either.
That's essentially a sound that...
Yeah, that everyone can hate, basically. Yeah.
Is it hard to get a sound that appeals to nobody?
Tremendously, yeah, very, 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 very difficult. Yeah. You see, if you stray too far and, you make it too rocky, you could easily find, the rock fans quite liking it. But if the balance tips like the other way and you do a purer, straighter classical product, you'll find if you're not careful, suddenly it's quite good.
Yeah. Well, that's the sound. About the look? The distinctive, the outrageous Sky look?
Well, again, we wanted to irritate people, so we plumped for a cross between the Cambridge Buskers and Meatloaf. I.e. corduroy trousers, nylon shirts and beer guts.
And the video is important, of course.
Oh, yeah, very important. You see, it's very hard to make a video that doesn't look a bit good, you know. I mean, we were very aware of that, so when we done the... when we did his sleigh ride one, we thought the last thing anyone would expect would be the old cliched camera strapped to the back of the toboggan job.
So that's what you did?
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, but it didn't quite actually work out. We strapped the camera to the toboggan, set it off down the slope, and, God knows where it is now.
And the future?
Next, we're going to take the complete works of... KC and the Sunshine Band, arrange them classically and take it round to Covent Garden.
Yeah.
Bugger up their lives like we've done with the rock fans. You know?
Thank you. And here it is, KC and the Sunshine Band, the choral finale from Baby Give It Up. Baby, give it up.
High on Parnassus, in the center of the Greek mainland, is the home of one of the most unusual creatures of the animal kingdom, the Doner Kebab. This cylindrical mammal, 3 feet tall, is especially curious because it has no bones or internal organs. The locals climb high into the mountain, beating the ground with sticks to drive the Doner from its habitat. And as I climb up the mountain with the young boys of the village, the excitement grows as we see telltale signs of the passing herd of Doner. Mangy bits of lettuce, diced onions, and underripe tomatoes. There, the unmistakable sound of adult Doners fleeing the hunters. And there we see the herd. Leaping away on their single central leg, the only inedible part of the animal. The hunter spots the fallen adult and raises his skewer, a thin, pointed steel pole, and kills the stricken beast by skewering it all the way through its middle. The only known way of killing a Doner Kebab. The creature's single leg is removed. Its body is then preserved in a vat of salmonella poison. Ready for export to the only people in the world who consider it a delicacy. The drunken British.
I've got to bang you to rights, my son. You better start coming Barry Sheen or I'm going to lose my solo with Sunshine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do me a lemon, Hansel. You and your sister done that old woman in and I want to know pork pie.
Here, Governor. I'm getting no joy out of Gretel. Still the same old fairy tale, Gov. Keeps blaming it on the woodcutter.
Where's the woodcutter?
All right, Fritz. Let's go over it one more time. You and the girl walking through the woods and you come across a house made of sweeties.
Gingerbread, that is so, yeah?
Do me a cheese and onion, Schultzy. Leave it on the doorstep with a note for the milkman. You don't get houses built of sweeties.
Here, Gov. It wasn't made out of licorice all sorts, was it?
Why?
Just thinking, it could have been a Barrett's home.
Shut up! Right.
Got it.
Through the woods. Shut up, George. Through the woods, chocolate house, old lady kidnaps you and locks you in a box.
Yeah, and each day she feeds us chicken and pies, so we will get fat and she can eat us.
Come on, Hansel, that's got more holes in it than a second-hand Toyota.
Yeah, you know. Why does she want to eat you anyway?
But because she is hungry and starving to death.
Yeah, then why the hell don't she eat the napping nuss she's giving you?
You think she's a sane woman? She lives in a gingerbread house. She has marshmallow scutter cushions. She's not a well person.
Okay, Fritzy. Then along comes the woodcutter, does an axe job on the old deer, does a Houdini. You and your sister hang around, eat the house, and turn yourselves in.
Oh, so that is the truth.
I'll tell you what happened, Adolf. That Valkyrie in there ain't your sister. She's her in bed.
Yeah, right, and the old lady, she was your old lady, her in the kitchen.
She twigged that you and Gretel were having Jeff Beck.
Yeah, and of course, she was the one that's supplying your leading lady.
Yeah, the heroine. She cuts off the smack bottom.
Yeah, you and the Fraulein get the monkey on your back, going to frozen Christmas dinner.
Next thing you know, she's Dave Clark 5.
You find a stash, have a binge, then we pick you up. You're still mezzo soprano, so you make a load of block and tackle, and you've got a dangerous dick with it.
Yeah. All right, you win. I admit it, it's all true.
Well, George, that's that one in the bag.
Yeah, nice one, Gaff. How do you want to end?
Well, we can either go for the jokey quip or go for a touch of pathos and end with the sad music. Tell you what, I'm in the mood for the jokey quip.
Ah, why do we have to go for the jokey quip?
What's wrong with that?
It's just... Well, I never get the punchline.
Never mind, George. Maybe one day. Maybe one day, my son.
Saturday Serials proudly presents the still more further continuing reasonably exciting adventures of Captain Invisible and his trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid. That's coming up later. But now...
Rome, 210 AD. Taras the Tartar, head of the barbarian hordes, is captured by the Romans, dealing a devastating blow to the morale of his armies. In a feat of unparalleled daring, he and his general, Attica, slaughter 180 of their captors and escape to the hills north of Rome.
Ah. At daybreak, we join the rest of the barbarian hordes. But first let us eat. I am ravenous from Roman slaying.
Here, Taras, roast ox and hot potatoes.
What? No gravy?
Why are you pulling a face?
I'm not pulling a face. I hate it when it's all dry.
Well, you can eat it, can't you?
Just leave me alone, will you? I'll save something I might regret.
Look, I'm really sorry about the gravy, all right? It's just... I'm a flaming barbarian, I forgot.
Well, of course, it's not important to you, is it?
And what do you mean?
And it's not just me. Ivan says it too.
No! Oh, says what?
Sometimes you're a bit selfish.
Oh, wait, come on, give me an example.
All right, then. That feast.
What feast?
That barbarian feast in Gaul, where they had gravy.
No.
You walked off with some other barbarian chiefs. Left me standing there like a prannock. You knew I didn't know anybody.
Well, fancy dragging that up again. I've apologised about that, haven't I? How many times have I apologised about that?
Oh, apologies make it all right, I suppose.
Oh, you make me sick, you do.
Just forget it. Look, I'm chief of all the barbarians. Forget it. That's an order. Anything for sweet?
Rum barber.
Any cream?
No.
I thought not.
Let me through, please. Let me through. I know the boy. Let me speak to him. Give me the megaphone, Sergeant. I'll speak to him. Johnny, can you hear me, Johnny? This is Father O'Flaherty. They've got the building surrounded, Johnny. Now, let's be sensible, shall we? Now, listen. I know you, Johnny, and you know me. Wait a minute. Hang on, Johnny.
What's that, Sergeant? That's the right boy.
Billy! I'm sorry for calling you Johnny, Billy. I'm afraid I've come to the wrong siege. My name's Father O'Flaherty, Billy, and you don't know me. But I feel like I know you already. Wait a minute there, Billy. Wait.
What? All right, wait.
Lefty! Listen, I understand your friends call you Lefty, and I'm sorry for calling you Billy and Johnny. But I feel like I'm beginning to get to know you, Lefty. Now, what I want you to do is throw out your gun and come out with your hands up. Hang on.
Sorry, son, what? Oh, right.
Throw out your gun and come out with your hand up. I didn't know about your little disability. I hope you don't take offense, Lefty. I feel like you're basically a good boy, aren't you? And nobody's been hurt so far, and nobody need be. Wait a minute there.
What? Oh, right.
Hello, Lefty. Obviously, when I said no one's been hurt, I wasn't counting policemen. The 8 policemen and the passers-by and the other people in the bank. But listen to reason, Lefty. So far, all you've done is stolen a car, robbed a bank, and killed 38 people. For heaven's sake, man, come out before you do some real harm.
Well, this is no time to be after telling me that. You're making me look a fool, so you are.
Hello, Lefty. Now, I know you can't come out because you're being held hostage by Sammy. And it's you, Sammy, I want to talk to. Hello, Sammy. This is me, Father O'Flaherty.
What? Right.
Sammy, now, just because my name's Father O'Flaherty, I don't want you to go thinking I'm a priest. Because I know you hate priests. They make you want to blow things up. But listen to the sense of what a rabbi is telling you. Just hand your gun over to me, Sammy. And I promise you, I will use it to shoot this policeman who's making me look a complete bloody idiot.
Saturday Sunday serials present the even more reasonably exciting, further still continuing additional adventures of Captain Invisible and his trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid. This week's episode, Planet of the People Who Think It's Really Cool to Wear White Shoes. We join the Captain and the Kid in their secret lair. No, wait. We join the Captain and the Kid in the dining room.
I would like to call to order this extraordinary meeting of the Legion of Stupid Heroes. First, let me welcome our new members, Problem Hair Man and Gravy Girl. But now, I'd like to hand you over to Silent Man.
Well, I'd just like to thank you all for your contributions to research into why I've lost my superpower. It's going really well. Occasionally, I even get my power back. Sorry, I dropped my notes. Cap?
Kid, I thought you were already here.
I was. I don't know who opened the door. Listen.
Cap? Yes, Kid?
I've just heard on the invisible earphone. There's a madman threatening to blow up Cosmopolis with a cabbage.
A cabbage?
He's completely deranged, Cap.
Quick, the invisible plane!
Faster than the eye can follow, the Captain and the Kid try and find the invisible plane.
Come on, Cap, come on. It's got to be in here somewhere.
Keep feeling, Kid.
Wait. What's this?
No, Kid, that's the invisible Kid 126.
Hang on. What about this?
Nope, that's the invisible airplane sound FX record.
No! Look, Captain, it is the plane. Let's go.
20 minutes later, we join the translucent Tucson en route for Cosmopolis.
Cap, are you sure you know how to fly this plane?
Sure I do, Kid. I got us here all the way from Centerville, didn't I?
Yeah, but don't you think it's time we took off now?
Okay, here we go.
Cap, you're going up too fast, Cap. Cap, breathe, choke. Blacking out, gas.
Oh no, the plane's got into an uncontrollable spin and there's only one invisible parachute.
What?
And there's no invisible parachutes.
That's okay, Cap. I'll take my chances. I'll use that special theory I once heard. You see, when you fall, you create a wind cushion underneath you. If you time it so you jump just before you hit the ground, you break every single bone in your body.
That's not much of a theory, Kid.
It's all we got, Cap. Let's go.
Minutes later, somewhere in a swamp.
Cap, I'm okay. Did you make it, Cap?
Kid, you've got to help me. I landed in some quicksand. I'm sinking fast.
Where are you, Cap?
Here, in the quicksand.
Give me your hand.
Take my hand, Kid.
Give me your hand and I'll pull you out.
Pull me out, Kid.
Cap, give me your hand.
Kid, take my hand.
Cap, your hand.
Kid, my hand.
Cap?
Kid?
Cap?
Kid, help me. I'm up to my... waist.
And there's some flies in my mouth, too.
Look, Cap, just describe exactly where you are.
I'm in the quicksand, Kid, right next to the tree.
Tree? What tree?
The tree by the fence.
Fence?
Kid, you describe where you are. I'll guide you to me.
I'm right here by the river.
River?
Cap? I'm scared, Cap. Cap? Oh, no. Captain Invisible, he's choked dead. And his death, it was so... silly. Cap was the only buddy I ever had. There's no point in going on without him. I'm gonna throw myself in the quicksand. Cap, help me!
Give me your hand, Kid.
Take my hand, Cap.
And so, another dull adventure grinds to a halt as we join the Captain and the other one in their secret lair.
Well, we came through again, Kid.
We sure did, Cap. But whatever happened to Johnston?
Johnston? He confessed to Hanrahan's murder, and now he's looking to a life sentence.
And Monica?
Well, you know Monica, Kid. And the great news is, Mr. Tibbles gave her a job at the pet shop.
Oh, great. There's just one thing I don't understand, Cap. Why are we doing the wrong epilogue to this adventure?
Kid, that's something we'll probably never know.
Johnny. This is me, Father O'Flaherty again. Now listen carefully, Willie. You have been listening to Son of Cliché, starring Chrissy Barry, Nicky Maloney and Nicky Wilman. And the show, Harry, was written by Robbie Grant and Dougie Naylor. And the music, Davey, the music was by P.G. Brewis. And the whole thing was produced by Ali Nixon. What's that?
So when did he surrender?
And now, a special message from...
Hi, kids. This is Captain Invisible.
And his trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid.
Oh, kid, I thought you'd gone.
No. I'm standing right here beside you, Captain.
Anyway, people often ask me, who is your best buddy of all time?
Besides your trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid.
Besides him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Stupid Man? Is it Flatulence Boy? No. My absolute best buddy of all time...
Besides me?
Yes, besides you, kid.
Mm-hmm.
My number one pal is... the Human Blackhead. Who is here now with a special message for all my friends. Over to you, Human Blackhead.